If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Luke chapter 9, verse 57. And the Bible says, it came to pass that as they went in the way. Now, I like it right there. I'm glad they was in the going in the way. You know how I know they was going in the way? Because they was following Jesus. Amen? If you get to following Jesus, praise God, you'll be in the right way. I guarantee you. You can't help it. Amen. He said, as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home in my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. You pray for us tonight. I want to preach just a little while, and I don't know if anybody out here has noticed the sign that we got on the board. The other day, Jeffrey was up here doing some stuff, and he called me. I was in the study. And he said, Pastor, we don't have anything on the sign. What would you like me to put? And I said, sir, do you have anything you'd like me to put? And I said, well, and it come to me just that quick. I said, yes, yeah, put on there, Jesus paid it all. And then I had him put, what's that worth to you? Amen. Jesus paid it all. And what's that worth to you? Amen. I told you I'm going to preach you for a few weeks. And we'll be looking at the second coming of the Lord. I mean, this thing's wrapping up. Amen. These nations are gathering together, and they're gathering together for one reason only. It's come against that little nation of Israel to destroy her, wipe her out, and get rid once and for all of all sign and all evidence of God Almighty. But I want to say they're in a folly. It ain't going to work. Amen. Because God's coming, praise God, and we're going, and He's going to do business, praise God, in just a little while. But I want to say tonight, authority of God, we better be getting ready. Amen. We better be getting ready. We better be getting things fixed up. We better be getting right in our hearts. I'm talking about getting rid of the head knowledge that we got. There's a whole lot of folks today got a whole lot of head knowledge. We know all this, know about Jesus. I mean, we may be able to quote Scripture and this and that and other, but we better get a heart knowledge and know who He is. Amen. Know about that free part of sin and realize and recognize in our heart that He died for us. Amen. And on the third day, Brother Rex, He got up for us. Amen. Praise God, victorious over death and the grave. I don't have to worry about them no more. That's the last thing on my mind is death and the grave. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, hell don't bother me. Amen. Amen. If I die and go to hell, I'll go with Jesus by my side. Yes, amen. When He gets there, praise God, that precious blood of the Lamb will make hell safe. Amen. He'll quench those fires, praise God. Amen. I'm looking for Jesus to come. I'm looking for Him to come with a shout. Amen. And I'm going to go out of here. But as we look at this tonight, I'd like to preach for just a little while, if God will be my help. We know what Jesus worth. We could ask ourselves a question, what's Jesus worth? Now I want to look at this maybe for the next couple Wednesday night. What is Jesus worth? And tonight I want to say Jesus is worth our devotion. Amen? He's worth our devotion. And when we devote ourselves to Him, that's what He's worth. It's worth pouring ourselves out to Him. Amen? About surrendering ourselves to Him, about being mindful of Him, amen, all the days of our lives, and looking for that glorious day when He comes to take us and not be satisfied with anything else. Amen. There's a lot of people today that's going to college, getting great degrees, and that's fine, that's well. I'm glad they can with the help of the Lord. But boy, I tell you, they better stay fixed with the Lord, amen, so that they can be used of God. Amen. It's happening all over. But you know, sometimes, every now and then, you get a hold of a good story that just blesses your heart. There was a guy, I'll tell you this, and then I'll try to go on with it. There was a guy that was a mechanical engineer. His daddy had pushed him all his life, always to do good, always to apply himself, and to stay busy. And the young man got busy, and he got to study, and he got a master's degree in mechanical engineering. Amen. But back two or three years before that, in the church where he went, the Holy Ghost of God got to stirring on that young boy's heart, and that boy got saved by the marvelous grace of God.
He graduated from college, and the story goes on, says he that there was a couple of big companies come up and offered him great jobs with six-figure salaries and all this stuff coming right out of the gate. And the daddy said, "Well, what are you going to do, son?" He said, "Daddy, I've been praying about it. I've already made my decision." And daddy said, "Well, boy, he puffed up. Boy, he's proud of that boy." He said, "Good son, which one did you decide on?" He said, "Daddy, I ain't going neither one." Amen. He said, "I heard about a little place over yonder that don't have no water and don't have no gospel, and I'm going over yonder."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What do you mean? What are you talking about? I'm talking about a devotion to God. Amen. Taking what God give you, praise God, and using it for God.
Amen.
Amen. Even in these last days which we live, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm talking about without any apprehension, just doing what God wants us to do.
Amen.
Stepping on faith.
Amen.
See, we're living in a day and hour that we're full of easy believism. But I ask you this evening, praise God, and you hear it. What's Jesus worth to you? Amen. Is He worth sacrificing a little bit?
Amen.
Is He worth maybe giving up just a little bit? I tell you, we're spoiled.
Amen.
Amen. We're spoiled. Americans are spoiled. Amen. We've become soft. One of these people's just going to run over us because we're so soft. Amen. We ain't used to doing nothing.
Amen.
We're used to counting on somebody else all the time. Amen. Hey, praise the Lord. But it's time we just stepped up and realized, praise God, that we need to sacrifice some time for the cause of Christ. Amen. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? What's Jesus worth to you? What does it mean to you when you say, "Well, I'm a follower of Christ"? I got to thinking about that the other day. What does it mean if you say, "Well, I'm a follower of Christ"? Are you a follower of Christ? You following Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. I got to thinking on that. And that's what Jesus said. He said, "Follow me." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't say, "Ask Jesus to be your Lord." He said, "Didn't ask Jesus into your heart." He said, Jesus said, "Hey, just follow me."
Amen.
Amen. You want to be my disciple? He said, "Follow me." That rich young ruler come to him and he said, "Lord, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of heaven?" Huh? Jesus, well, he knew his heart. He said, "Just sell all that you've got and follow me. Come and follow me." I believe what God needs today is some good old Holy Ghost people to follow Him.
Amen.
Amen. I believe we ever get God just right in our heart, we'll follow Him.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that'd be right. Amen. Jesus was always telling people to follow me. See, He had the mind of the Father. Amen. And the one that's got the mind of the Father, pretty good, that's the one we need to follow.
Amen.
Somebody else will lead you astray.
Amen.
But Jesus will never leave you astray. Amen. He'll always take us on the right path. And I know we do these things. We ask people, you know, ask the Lord to come in your heart to save you. Amen. To become the Lord of your life. Amen. We ask Him to, you say, pray this prayer. Huh? And some churches say, "Well, you know, sign this card. Get out of the pew. Walk to the aisle. Ask the Lord to come in your heart." Amen. Those things, I guess those are all needed. But praise God, what we need to be telling people, praise God, today is not that stuff. We need to say, "Hey, would you like to be a follower of Christ?" Amen. Would you like to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, all the way into glory?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I won't tell you, so why you say, because I said, I got to thinking, our hearts can be deceitful and wicked. Amen. But praise be to God, there's a good God of glory out there, praise God, that'll never lead us wrong.
Amen.
I know things are deceitful. We see over in Romans chapter 10 how God says this thing's supposed to be done. In Romans chapter 10, verse 8, He said, what saith it? He said, "The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach." Amen. Now, the verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. That's pretty simple. He said, you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that God raised Him from the dead. Believe that that man Jesus died for your sins and got up again. Amen. I was telling Brother Bill Monday, I had to run by the grocery store after the funeral. I went in there and got some stuff, and there was a fella come up the aisle, and he said, "Excuse me, you know where such and such is?" I said, "No, sir, I don't work here." He said, well, I had my suit on. He said, well, said you look like you should look like you ought to own the joint. I said, no, sir. I said, I don't have no affiliation to this place. I said, I'm a preacher. Amen. He said, oh, said, you don't do nothing then but tell people they're going to hell. That's what he told me. He said, that's a bunch of nonsense. He said, you're out there deceiving people. I said, well, just a few seconds after you die, sir, you'll find out.
Amen.
There's a hell that you shun and a heaven to gain.
Yes,
he said, I don't believe that junk. He said, I'm a physicist. I said, well, then you're too smart for God.
Amen.
Amen. He got mad and puffed off and went off. I was still trying to talk to him, but he wouldn't listen. But he'll stand one day in the presence of a holy God, and he'll bow his knee, and he said, thou art the Lord my God.
Amen.
Amen. And Lord Jesus to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Amen. Full of unbelief. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people today that's the same situation. Verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That's right living, by the way. Amen. It tears me out of frame when these preachers get up there and say, well, I know you got this and that and other, and said, but it's okay to do that. And one of these days, I want to say, when God saves you by His marvelous grace, He takes you out of that mess.
Amen.
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 He'll save you from your sin. He'll save you out of your sin. Praise God. He'll put your feet upon a solid rock. Praise God. And if we'll stand upon it as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll lead us in the right path.
Amen.
He'll deliver us, praise God, from those addictions and those habits and those things, praise God, that would so easily beset us.
Amen.
Praise God, you get in the house of God and you get the right want-tos.
Amen.
Praise be God. Hey, you listen. We get in here, we get our minds, our hearts steadfast on the Lord. Amen. And we get here every time we can.
Amen.
Hey, listen, you're like me. You're like me. I need all the help I can get.
Amen.
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 If you're out a week or two or three or two or three, sir, praise God, the old devil he just uses that and starts driving him a wedge.
Amen.
And if he can get our faith and our focus off the Lord God, amen, he's got us where he wants us.
Amen.
And then he just keeps driving. Anybody ever busted wood with a wedge? And as you drive it in there, it just keeps pushing that further and further. That's what the devil does. When we give him an opportunity, that's why we can't give him an opportunity.
Amen.
The old saying, you give him an inch, he'll take a mile.
Will.
Amen. Leave you hung out there, praise God, and you'll have to walk back.
Amen.
He'll give you a ride down the road. Amen. But he sure won't bring you back where you need to be, where you left the Lord. But praise God, the Lord will be right there waiting on you when you do make it back.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Be like the prodigal son, meets you halfway, praise God, and he'll throw his arms around your neck. Love you up, praise God. Amen. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Your confession, what do we confess, preacher? We confess we're just old, sorry, rotten sinners.
Amen.
Amen. Deserving of hell. That's who I was. That's who I am.
Amen.
I don't deserve the Lord's blessing, but praise God, He bestows them upon me because He loves me anyway. He forgives me of my sins. Amen. If it was me, I'd be in trouble. But praise God, His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
He just can't. Every time I say, Lord, I'm sorry, He says, mercy. Lord, mercy. He said, just apply the mercy. Amen. And leave our fashion. Praise God. Amen. Confession is made in salvation. Now listen to this. Now I'm talking about what's Jesus worth to you. He says, verse 11 says, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. Now, what's that talking about? It's saying that we shouldn't be ashamed of, we know we shouldn't be ashamed of the Lord Jesus. Amen. But I believe we go further than that with that. If we're a follower of Christ tonight, and we're following Him like He wants us to follow Him, praise God, we don't ever have to be ashamed of anything we do. Have you ever done things in your life and you look back and, boy, you're just ashamed of it? You wish back, you could go back and rewind that, take an eraser and just race it off. Amen. Oh, me.
Amen.
Just got those things in your life you wish you could just get rid of.
Yeah.
Jesus got rid of them for you, praise God. He shed blood and He asked Him to forgive your sins come in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But it's still in our mind. Amen. We still think the devil, he'll bring those things up in our mind. Because he can use that, Brother Ben, to keep us defeated. To keep us from getting over in the glory world and just enjoying the blessings of God and give Him praise. Amen? Amen. So the devil used that. But he said, praise God, if we're following Christ and we're looking to follow Him in a close relationship, if He's worth anything to us, amen, and we've got our confidence in Him, praise God, then we won't do those things that we'll regret later on.
Amen.
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 I would to goodness God somebody would have preached this to me when I was a little old youngin'. Amen. How if they just follow Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Be a follower of the Lord. And I wouldn't have to be ashamed. I can look back on my life now. Brother Jeff, and you know, I wouldn't have to regret anything I ever done if I'd have kept my focus on the Lord. But we get out there and we play and we dilly-dally around in this world and we do things that's embarrassing to us. Amen. Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. You may hide it from me. You may hide it from your mate. But you won't hide it from God.
Amen.
Amen. He knows. Even dividing asunder soul and spirit where you're at. Amen. But I don't ever want to be ashamed of my Lord. He said, there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. Amen. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord might be saved. No, he said, shall be saved. Amen. How do we call upon Him? We call upon Him with our mouth. We call upon Him and pray. We call upon Him to ask Him to forgive us of our sins and come into our hearts.
Amen.
We commit ourselves, but we don't want to stop there. We want to commit ourselves to being followers of Christ. To being followers of Christ. Because He's worthy of that, isn't He?
Amen.
Isn't Jesus worthy? Isn't He somebody that we ought to be worthy of following?
Amen.
Not just some little old whimsical statement, some little old whimsical confession that we make with our mouths. I praise God, but it ought to be something that's deep-rooted and settled in our hearts, praise God, that we want to follow Him as our Lord and our Savior. We want to commit ourselves to Him. So that we can resist the devil, praise God, and he'll flee from us. Amen. Well, about being a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's worth a whole lot more than we think. I won't say it's worth a whole lot more than some little old polite invitation.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus, you hear me? Jesus is worth a whole lot more than some little polite invitation. Come to the altar, confess your sin, ask Jesus come in your heart, believe on the Lord. All of those things is good, but praise God, I think it goes further than that.
Amen.
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 I think it means, praise God, taking up our cross and following Him.
Amen.
Whoa, wait a minute, preacher. You're getting over on heavy ground now. You may take up some kind of object to torture and follow Jesus. That's what he said. Amen. He said, hey, praise God, you may go through trials and persecution, but follow me anyway.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not worth a whole lot more than a polite, would you come? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hey, Holy Ghost, God deals our heart. I don't care if you're here, saved, lost, whatever you are. If Holy Ghost, God deals, we ought to run, fall on our face before God and say, Lord, here I am.
Amen.
Amen. Make me a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. Look at our text tonight just a moment. I'll try to hurry. I won't hold you too long. Amen. We see three people here in our text tonight as God gives this to us. And they're walking with Jesus in the way. Amen? You see this? They're walking with Jesus in the way. What is the way? Jesus is the way.
Amen.
The truth and the life.
Amen?
So they're walking with Jesus in the way. And this man, they say, three men here. Two of these men voluntarily say, Jesus, I'm going to follow you. And Jesus calls another one. Amen?
Amen.
Is that right? I ain't missing them, am I? Two men voluntarily say, Lord, I'm going to go with you. Another man Jesus calls to go with him. Amen? You see that? The first man here says, I will follow thee whithersoever. He says, a certain man. He was a certain man in this group. Now, I can see this certain man, and he's had his eyes on Jesus. And boy, the Lord Jesus is just blessing his heart. He just can't, he's just fixated with him. He can't take his eyes, he can't get his mind off the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, it comes to a point in this journey, praise God, that he said, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. He said, Lord, I don't care where you go, what you go through, I'm with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Would to God we could all be like that.
Amen.
But notice what Jesus says to him. Now you think Jesus said, well, all right, son. Now, let me just give you a scenario, make you sure you're getting what we're throwing out here. The Lord Jesus says, God said, Lord, I'm going to go with you. Wherever you go, I'm going with you. Now, Brother Dean, he's announced he's called to preach. Brother David, he's a preacher. And if these boys want to come to me and say, preacher, say, we're going to go with you. Praise God, we're going to back you. Hey, we want to be with you. We want to help you. Hey, praise God. I'd say, praise the Lord, boy. Come on, let's get it. Amen. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus didn't do that. He said, Lord, I'm going to follow you no matter where you go. I'm with you. Jesus said, well, he said, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man, he said, me, hath not where to lay his head. Amen. He said, I don't even have no, he said, you're going to go with me? I don't even have nowhere to sleep. You know what Jesus was saying, Brother Hatch? He was telling that fella, he said, you say you're going to go with me. If you're going to go, praise God, you may have to be homeless.
Yeah.
You may have to give up your home, praise God. You may not have a residence to dwell in. You may have to give it up if you're going to follow me.
Amen.
I thought about this a while back. Back last year when the Lord was, well, the last 2 years, 2.5 years now. When the Lord's really dealing with their heart to go full time. I mean, that's serious. I mean, I've worked 33 and a half years on a public job. Amen. And to turn around and walk away from a job where I've been almost 28 years at, I've got profit sharing, got a good paycheck, got insurance and all that stuff. And Lord, deal with your heart and say, hey, I want you just forget about all that, cast it aside and follow me.
Amen.
That's biggie. Amen.
Amen.
That's major. And you cast it all aside and say, okay, Lord, here I am. Amen. That's what Jesus was saying to this fella. He said, you may have to make some sacrifices. You may even end up homeless. Are you still willing to follow me?
Amen.
This guy, hey, and this guy was volunteering. Huh? That's what our missionaries do, by the way. They volunteer. They say, Lord, here I am, send me. And then the Lord said, I want you to go to somewhere in China or Budapest. Amen. If you're like me, you'd have to do like some of them do and get a globe and spin it around there before you can find it. Because you don't even know where it's at.
Amen.
And you tell your pastor or somebody, you say, hey, pastor said, and with weeping, with tears, you say, I've got to go. He said, where are you going, son? He said, I've got to go where the Lord's ascending me. I've got to follow Jesus.
Amen.
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 He says, you got to go on a little bit of deputation. And they sell their house, they sell their car, they sell all their furniture, sell everything they got. Amen. Are you getting where I'm going tonight?
Amen.
There's more to this. It's easy, believe, isn't we got that we just say a few words and we bow our head and we're a child of God. I'm telling you, a child of God is one that follows Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. All the days of our life. We make a commitment to Him, praise God, not to turn from Him.
Amen.
Even though we may end up homeless. Praise God. If I end up homeless, praise God, I'll be homeless with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I guarantee you, Brother Rick, He'll be in that cardboard box with me. Amen. Because He said He'd never leave me nor forsake me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see this fella. He said, I'll follow you, Lord, where you go. He said, well, you may be homeless. He said, then I said another one. Or Jesus said unto another. Now watch this. He says, follow me. But he said, Lord. Now Jesus calls this one. Amen. Jesus says, just like I called you, hey, Brother Dean, I want you to follow me. Okay? So I want you to follow me. Are you seeing it?
Amen.
And this guy says, but he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. His father, apparently his father had passed away. What did the Lord say? He said, all right, son, you just do whatever you need to do and then catch up with us a little while later. That's not what he said. Amen. What he was saying, he said, how much do you love me? Are you willing to forsake all for the cause of Christ? He said, preacher, that's just too hard. This ain't an easy thing.
Amen.
We play it out as being something easy that we can take nonchalantly, and it's okay. Praise God, if we're going to be children of God, if we're ever going to look into heaven, if we're going to go through those gates and our feet touch those streets of gold, praise God, we've got to be followers of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We can't just say we know Him. That won't get you in.
Amen.
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 But Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead. Amen. What Jesus was asking here was total allegiance. Amen. He said, look, I called you because I'm looking for an ally. Amen. I called you because I need some men, praise God, with some virtue and some staying power on my side.
Amen.
I need allegiance.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I need you to go with me. Listen to what he goes on to say. He said, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. He said, I need somebody that'll be allied with me, and I need them to start out in immediate obedience.
Amen.
Amen. Are you hearing me now? It's not all just I'll follow Jesus after a while when I get older, or maybe next week or next month when I get through what I'm doing now. No, we got to follow Him today.
Amen.
Amen. We start out today. What's wrong with church? Praise God. We quit following God.
Amen.
We're following the world. I tell you right now, I hate to say it, but there ain't much difference between churches today and the world.
Amen.
Amen. You go out in the world, you go out in a lot of these churches, and they've got their rock and roll music, and they got their all their flippity-floppity stuff going on in the house of God. They got their games and their gimmicks. Amen. It ain't no different from the world.
Amen.
Amen. Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about following Jesus. You say, how do I do it? Follow Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Just settle, determine in our hearts that we're going to follow Jesus. But you know how we do, how we determine is we determine how much devotion we have to Him. How much are you devoted to the Lord? Make you think, won't it?
Amen.
Huh? Good, I hope it does. They was talking about a while ago about brother singing that song. They was talking about stepping on their toes. God ain't ever intended to step on nobody's toes. God aims at the heart. Amen. God has always aimed at the heart. And it's a whole lot easier to say, Lord, it's me. Amen. Oh, me, Lord. Amen. Just get it right. But we get mad at God. We get mad at the preacher, mad at the people at church. Amen. And all they're doing, and so if somebody calls you out, it's because they love you.
Amen.
We say, put our arm around and say, hey, brother, I love you. I said, you don't need to go that way. I say, praise the Lord. Especially if they take that blessed old book and open it up and say, here, God says it.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what, I'd get that old brother by the hand. I'd say, come on, help me pray about this.
Amen.
Get it under the blood, praise God. Help me to do better.
Amen.
I want to follow Jesus.
Amen.
You want to follow Jesus tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And then the Bible says there was another. And then another also said, Lord, I will follow Thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at my home, at my house. Now this makes sense. This is a reasonable thing to ask, isn't it? Lord, I won't follow you, but let me go back first and let me tell the family goodbye. But what does the Lord say? Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
He's saying here that a relationship with Lord Jesus Christ, it requires some things.
Amen.
It requires a dedication. It requires a devotion.